This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. On Tuesdays during this election season, Day to Day is looking at races in Western states, and today that state is California.
Probably the most interesting contest here is between Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, a Republican, and his Democratic challenger, State Treasurer Phil Angelides. In polls, the governor has at least a 10-point lead.
One thing helping the Gov, California's Black and Latino voters. Democrats usually get huge margins among them.
But as Day to Day's Karen Grigsby Bates reports, for some of those voters, things are changing this time.
Let's start with the obvious. The California gubernatorial race is so lacking in fireworks, even some regular voters aren't following it very carefully. Art Fagans, a Los Angeles data architect, was startled when we asked who he was going to vote for.
Is the election this year? Then I guess I'll have to start paying more attention.
Fagans was taking a coffee break at Starbucks in LA's Ladera section. It's surrounded by several middle-class Black neighborhoods. People here have traditionally voted for Democrats, but some, like federal investigator Brandy Nichols, are starting to rethink that.
You know, I think they're pretty much to the point now where Democrats feel as though they have the Black vote, so they really don't feel as though they have to do anything.
Political analyst Sherry Bebich Jeffy says Brandy Nichols may not be far off.
There is a perception, and I think it's close to the truth, that the Democratic Party, so nervous about the need to reach out to the center, does hide from their minority constituencies.
The Schwarzenegger campaign is capitalizing on voters like Nichols who are irritated that their vote is being assumed. To woo Democrats who might consider crossing party lines to vote for a moderate Republican, Schwarzenegger has made a point of stopping in Black neighborhoods and especially churches to make personal appearances. At the end of August, the Reverend John J. Hunter, pastor of Los Angeles's First AME Church, its nickname is Fame, introduced a visitor to his congregation.
We would escort Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger up to the podium, and that we would give him a warm Fame welcome as he comes and he greets us today, worshiping with us. We are so delighted.
Even though it is election year and it's a political year, I'm not going to talk about politics. This is not why I wanted to come here. I just wanted to come here and to say to you that it is a great honor for me to be your governor.
Given the time of year, of course it was a political speech, but it came from a politician who'd showed up to let the audience inspect him. That, says Fames Hunter, makes a difference.
I think we were pleasantly surprised. He is greeting people on the sidewalk before service, him staying after service, through the service. He was very well received by our congregation. Which is a traditional Democratic stronghold, no doubt.
Schwarzenegger has made inroads into other traditionally Democratic strongholds as well. Danny Hernandez is president of the Hollenbeck Youth Center and a founder of the Inner City Games, which he describes as an urban Olympics. 17 years ago, he asked the actor to appear at his East LA Youth Center to keep at-risk kids busy with physical activity. They've been friends ever since, despite Hernandez's party affiliation.
I am a Democrat, and my social values, everything I stand for, is based on Democrat policies. The reason I'm standing behind the man of Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger is because I want to support an individual that I know supports the same cause as I do.
The governor has made several visits to Latino neighborhoods in an effort to woo Latino voters. Big deal, says Sam Rodriguez of the Angelides campaign.
He'll say anything that he needs to say, appear anywhere he needs to appear, as long as he doesn't take any questions.
Across town at a Hollywood bus stop, Angela Jimenez admits she's voting for Phil Angelides because she thinks his party is more worker-friendly. She says she's not swayed by the governor's appeal to their common immigrant roots.
He's not with the poor people, with the people who need him. He's not on our side. Us poor people need someone to help us move forward.
Even up in San Francisco, a diehard Democratic city, there have been changes.
Welcome aboard for the closing.
Take the BART, the subway, over to Mission and 24th, and you're in the Mission District, the ungentrified part that still has Latino businesses and shoppers. There has been some anger against the governor here for his support of tougher border patrols and his refusal to grant driver's licenses to the undocumented, as he initially talked about doing. Up and down the block, there are small restaurants, produce stands, and beauty salons. Teresa Merkin has voted for the past 10 years, but worries she may miss this election for a happy reason. She's waiting for documents with her new married name to arrive. In a shop that makes silk flowers for weddings and christenings, Teresa says she'll vote for the governor because he's still settling into his job.
With 2 years, they cannot develop everything, you know. But I believe in him. He can do a little better. I know it's so tough for him. I think I'm voting for him.
About 1.5 miles from Teresa's shop, immigration consultant Leo Lacayo has a different take on this election. Lacayo's office has framed photos of both Bush presidents, and the walls are painted Bush blue. He says Arnold Schwarzenegger's success at leeching away ethnic votes from the traditionally Democratic base has attracted the National Republican Party's notice.
The problem with the Republican Party is it doesn't reflect California. And the benefit that Arnold brings to the party and to California is he's changing that party. Because Republicans are starting to say, hey, you want to have power, you want to change things, you better be a little bit more moderate, you better be taking into consideration all these other people, and that tent better be really open to everybody.
But people have to be convinced to walk into that tent. And that may be harder for black voters than for Latinos. Because their numbers have shrunk over the years, many blacks feel ignored by both parties. Next, we cross town to check in with folks in the Fillmore District. It's the cultural center of San Francisco's black community, and people still come back from other parts of the Bay Area to pick up their favorite soul food, get their hair done, and catch up with the community news. One of the neighborhood linchpins here is the new Chicago Barbershop No. 3 on Fillmore Street. Barber Gail Pace wields the clippers in the first chair, and she's noticed something odd.
You know, they usually send a lot of stuff through the mail. You hadn't even gotten any stuff through the mail.
Really? From either party?
From nobody. You know, when you go home in the evening time, you have all these posters and little flyers in your doorway and on your desk. I hadn't received nothing on my door.
Pace says she's not happy with either choice, and her vote will be more anti-Schwarzenegger than pro-Angelitis. Sherry Bebich Jeffy says since the first campaign that swept Schwarzenegger into power, more blacks and Latinos, traditional Democrats, are deciding to vote the person, not the party. But in this race, says Bebich Jeffy, one party in particular has a lot to lose if it continues to count on black and Latino votes before it's worked for them.
It's up to the Democratic Party to decide whether to handle it and how to handle it. But I think you're seeing the problem in the polling numbers for the gubernatorial race.
Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.
NPR's Day to Day continues.